Okay, so let's not install any updates. Cancel. Hope it doesn't come back. So yes, I'm here to talk about PageKite, which is an open source project that I've been working on for the last couple of years. Briefly about the motivation, I think the internet is awesome, and I miss the good old days when it was truly decentralized and peer-to-peer, where people could run a server on any node, and any node could talk to any other node. I also really like the web, but I don't think it's quite as nice. It's, you know, distributed a bit, but there's a lot of centralization. And it has a client-server architecture, which I think is sort of fundamentally inferior to a peer-to-peer architecture. And I believe this has led to certain kinds of breakage or problems. And some of it's waste. You know, we just waste a lot of time doing things like uploading content, copying things around, keeping things in sync. There's privacy issues, which other people have mentioned here earlier today. And sort of the culmination of all of these things is these web silos where everybody is using an individual website to talk to their friends, things like Facebook. I consider them to be a problem, even though they do provide an awesome service. So what PageKite is trying to do is let you run, make it easy for you to run a publicly accessible web server on any device. So you can have a picture like this, where everyone's talking to everyone else. The way this is done, because this is a room full of technical people, I can say it's reverse proxies and tunnels and dynamic DNS. And probably half the people in here will be able to go out and put something together. It does more or less the same thing as PageKite. But the reason I started doing this is I sort of took a step back and was thinking about why is the web not peer-to-peer? And you know, how does the web behave as a network? And on the web, the sort of fundamental address is a domain name. It's not an IP address. We use DNS to resolve domain names to IP addresses. But if you start treating, if you look at the fact that the names are what matters, you can start thinking about the web as an overlay network, where you say, I would like to connect to this name. The network somehow makes that happen. And you have a communication, a conversation in HTTP or HTTPS. So what PageKite does, it creates this network. It allows you to create a server somewhere that reaches out to the overlay network and says, this is my name, send me all of my traffic. So this works today, and it has benefits. It means you suddenly have a peer-to-peer architecture for the web, because a web server can run anywhere. It can run on behind NAT, you can run it on a virtual machine, or you can run it on a mobile device that's changing networks over and over again. It has some problems as well. If you change networks, then you'll lose your connection to the PageKite cloud for a little while. But as soon as you have internet connectivity again, the connection can be reestablished. And honestly, if you're moving from network to network, it's very hard to avoid this problem. Another main benefit of this approach is that it's backwards compatible. You can use all of the existing browsers, all of the existing servers. We can start thinking about peer-to-peer networking without throwing away all of the progress that has been made and is being made with HTML5 and, you know, Speedy and WebSockets, and, you know, all that stuff is great. It has some real-world applications. I'm not able to do a demo for you, but the demo would have fit in the slide, in the talk. It only takes about 1 minute to get up and running. And it's mostly, so far, proven useful for people who are developing websites themselves. So if you have a new web server or a new web app in development on your laptop, you're inevitably going to reach the point where you want to show it to somebody. And sending people localhost links doesn't work. But if your local server suddenly has a public name and is reachable, you can do that. And you can skip the deployment step of copying everything to some remote server. It has applications to privacy. If you want to take unhosted and have your remote storage on your device, PageKite makes that really easy, so you can bring it home. Similar, there was the talk about the broker. That's the typical kind of thing I would want to run myself. There are many applications like this. Generally, you can suddenly start treating the web as a way to have a private conversation instead of assuming that everything you put on a web is living on somebody else's server. And thirdly, there's the Internet of Things. People build embedded devices that need to be monitored. They need to be administered remotely. And today, that's hard because of NAT and IP address scarcity and all those things. switching to web-based interfaces or proxying things over the web allows you to do remote administration of devices that don't have an IP address. So you're welcome to try it. It's open source. The source code lives on GitHub. And pagekite.org has a sort of brief overview of the code and the related projects. And the other half of this project is a commercial enterprise at pagekite.net, which is trying to pay me a salary by running services, running infrastructure and providing services. But it's all open source, so I invite you to try it. And I finished way ahead of time. Thank you.